From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States has forbidden any new dealings with Venezuelan debt or equity. It's Washington's latest move to pressure the repressive government of President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters that Washington was not going to tolerate the dictatorship Maduro was trying to create.
At this point, we felt like because we're not seeing any progress towards lifting up the Venezuelan people, and we see more of the power grab that Maduro is trying to do, the sanctions were another option to send him a message.
The new executive order that President Trump signed bars U.S. transaction with Maduro's government and the PDVSA state oil company. People along the southern U.S. Gulf Coast of Texas are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Harvey. The storm is expected to make landfall late Friday or early Saturday. Judge Samuel Neal Jr., a former mayor of Corpus Christi, said the greatest asset for those weathering the storm is patience.
This storm is not going to play out overnight. In fact, AEP told us this morning that when the power goes off, you can expect it to be off, depending on where you are, in the city of Corpus Christi and in Nueces County, 3 to 7 days.
Harvey is expected to pour nearly 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of the Texas coast. Belgian federal police say soldiers have shot a man in downtown Brussels after he attacked troops with a knife. The federal prosecutor's office in Belgium say the soldiers have killed the individual. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel tweeted, "Our security services remain on alert. We are following the situation closely." For other updates, follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News.